Well, technically, the concept of Friday was from last year when your birthday fell on Friday, correct?
2 years ago, it was on a Friday, and I was like, oh, I'm going to do that.
Your birthday is actually today, yes?
On the 10th. Okay. I share a birthday with Big Fatty from Big Fatty Online.
Yes, yay. You do.
Mm-hmm. That's our bond together.
You have a claim to fame.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I share with Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4827. BFO for Monday, the 10th of August, 20 and 26. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, and who knows, we might even get a follow-up question. Big Fatty, not counting on it. Oh, platinumers, Big Fatty, is that even a word? It is not, but that's what you are today. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're platinumers today because y'all, platinum. Platinum is the official gift at for the 70th anniversarium. Big Fatty, what happened 70 years ago today? Well, y'all, the Big Fatty was exiting the birth canal, and y'all, when Big Fatty was born, instead of the doctor slapping me to get me to cry, y'all, he turned around and slapped my mother. Big Fatty, you're silly. It's true, but y'all, we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. But first, let's get down to business. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 10th of August, we have not one but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all met this person many years ago out there at the Pride 48 in the Lost Wages. He and The Big Liar, that Mike Lawson, they used to do a little show together, and then The Big Liar said, I do not want to do the little show anymore, and he went and caught up with Joe Batanz, and then, y'all, that Curtis Hill stepped in, and y'all, there was plenty of games to be played, because y'all, he stepped in to co-host the Game Night Gals with our celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Brian. Big Fatty, we love Brian. We do indeed. Y'all, I think he's up in the Chicago's now, if I remember correctly. Big Fatty, you don't remember shit. And y'all, like I said, yes, Big Fatty here. Excuse me. Big Fatty's going to put out one final appeal to be a whore. Y'all, it is my celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, I don't know how 70 is supposed to feel, but y'all, I don't think it's supposed to feel this good. Because y'all, it's just... Y'all, you make the best with what you got. Yes, Big Fatty, you got more to say about that in the weekend recap. I do indeed. And y'all, people say, oh, wouldn't you like to go back and be in your 20s? And hell no. Hell to the no. You said it right there. But anyway, y'all, it's my celebration of exiting the birth canal as well. So y'all, if you see Brian from the Game Night Gals, or you see Big Fatty, they can't see you, they can only hear you, wish us a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope you both get a big old pizza with something. Brian probably wants pie, and you probably, well, we know what you want a piece of.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
I see y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Full Right Show, and the Nip came by. I don't remember if he came by before I recorded or not. I think he came by after I recorded, because you know he had gotten his new iPhone, and he needed help. He needed help. Big Fatty, he knows where to go for technology help. It's true. And he needed help in wiping. Big Fatty, I hope you're going to talk about his phone and not his butthole. I'm not wiping his butthole. Wiping his phone, and he had gotten the trade-in kit brought it down. And y'all is confused. He was just very confused about the trade-in kit. Y'all, it was a box that contained a piece of padded padding, you know, and then it had ways to reseal itself, and then you pulled off the label off the front of it, and it was the return label, and it went by the Federal Express, y'all, which the NIP said on full right that he was gonna take the package up to FedEx. Fatty FedEx. Well, that's what he said, and I replied back. I said, "Well, give my best to Fred." And let's see. So we got it all wrapped up, and he's like, "How would anyone know how to do this?" I said, "Well, I just did it. We got it wiped clean. The instructions were very straightforward over on the Apple Snack www, and got it all packaged up and everything. And y'all, you know, Saturday at the ass crack of dawn, he was leaving, not on a jet plane, but leaving in the back of a pickup truck. Oh, Big Fanny, this sounds vulgar. With three of his friends and a puppy dog. And y'all, they're driving to Alaska, up to Fairbanks. What am I trying to say? And y'all, they're driving up there because one of his friends, well, there's a couple, and one in the couple is in the armed forces, I believe they call it, and he's been transferred to Fairbanks, Alaska. And so rather than ship everything, they shipped all their underpants and everything on up there and furniture and all and one of the cars, but they decided they were going to drive the rest of the way. Y'all, I think the NIP sent me a message. Let me just see if I can find it here real quick. I hope I didn't delete it. Big Fatty, we know you love to delete the messages from the NIP. It's true. It says... 4,358 miles, and I think it's going to be. They're hoping to be there this coming Sunday, Maybe Saturday. I don't really remember, but you know, we'll track them. We'll put the NIP tracker. You know, it's kind of like that thing that tracks the Santa Claus every year. Oh yes, Big Fatty. So we'll track the NIP as he goes. Well, who knows where he's going? Well, Big Fatty, you just said he's going to Fairbanks. Well, anyway, after the NIP left, y'all, I told you I'd gotten a half gallon of ice cream, and it was the sweet tea and lemonade float ice cream. And y'all, it is a green tea flavored ice cream. It looks vanilla, but it has a tea flavor to it. And then it has, like, it's not really lemon curd, but it's kind of like lemon curd swirls in it. And then it's got chunks of, the best way I can describe it is it's like little thin chunks of white chocolate, but it doesn't taste like white chocolate. It's just got that kind of crunch, but it's lemon. It tastes lemony, and y'all, it's really quite good. It's different, but it's really quite good. And so I ate some of that. I started watching the sports show. Y'all, I gotta tell you, on it was the fish, they call them, at the sports ball, the Atlanta Braves, y'all, they beat the Miami Marlins all four games, y'all. And I mean, beat the living hell out of them. And then what did we do there? Oh, y'all, then it was time for Big Brother! Y'all, it was the live eviction, and y'all, everybody was planning on voting out. It's what was his name? His name was Drew. That's the chicken boy's name that I can never remember. Drew Big Fatty. I can see why you wouldn't remember that name. But it's too bad his name isn't Myron. Everybody was going to get rid of Drew. We're tired of Drew. And it was Lyric and Melody and Drew on the block, and y'all, they had the battle back, and y'all, they had to build a puzzle with some kind of cartoon dogs on it, Puppy Patrol or something like that, doggy, I don't know what it is, but they had to build a puzzle. And Joe Drew won the puzzle building, so he came off the block, and then they had decided, the witch, Haley, was the head of household, and she wanted Melody out. She had promised Lyric she would not be leaving, and y'all, they voted Lyric out 8-3, I think it was. And y'all, the witch just sat there with her jaw open. You know, she just couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it! And y'all, it was the witch's plan to get Melody out. So she was dumbfounded that Lyric went home. Freddy, it was, y'all, I loved it. Every second of it. And y'all, the chin bot kept saying, oh, there's going to be a blind side, but, y'all, there were a couple of them. So, anyway, it was lovely, just lovely. I had put out the menu for right at Fatty's, and y'all, Granny came back and says, oh, I cannot attend. I am going to the Japanese steakhouse. You know, that's where they cut up the food right there in front of you, and then they try to get you to throw a shrimp tail in the hat of the cook, or they try to flip an onion piece in your mouth, or say, you know, just all kinds of just shenanigans. just shenanigans, I tell you. But I said, well, I'm not cooking then. Because, you know, the Nip is getting ready to leave Saturday morning. And so he wouldn't take any leftovers. And Durwood, he's gotten to the point where he only eats every once in a while. Yes, Big Fatty. Yo, by the way. Y'all, Thursday night during the Big Brother, y'all, Durwood had this thing. It was like one of those neck pillows you have if you're going to be on the Aeroplano, except it was inflatable. And so he had that around his neck, and it had a little strap to hold it in place. And he turned the machine on to inflate it, and y'all, Granny got so tickled. And started laughing. Granny, of course, films everything. So he sent the video to the group, and y'all. And then Durwood got tickled at Granny being tickled, and y'all. But the neck thing was from the chiropractor or somebody to help possibly relieve some headaches or something like that that Durwood was having. But anyway, where was I now? Friday. Oh, yes. We did not have Friday at Fatty's. And so, you know, we decided, Durwood and the Nip and I, we decided we'd go and have supper near the big circle night. And so, y'all, Friday morning, I was up and at 'em and had my brofkas. Y'all had some more of those sausages and... not the last of the cheese toast. Still got two little pieces of that left for Saturday. And then I was sitting around here watching the TV machine, and this happened.
Mystery Day. Are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late. It would be great.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. I know. Y'all, this was a repeat. Y'all hadn't seen this. Is a 35-year-old, and y'all, he enjoys coming to see Big Fatty, but y'all, I hadn't seen him in it's been more than a year. But y'all, he was out doing some of the door dash, and y'all, he dashed right into the villa door, and y'all... It was just lovely. We always like riding a bicycle. We picked right up where, Big Fatty, we don't want to hear about your bicycle seat anyway. But he left y'all, and I spent Friday. Oh, dear gosh, y'all spent Friday washing clothes, and y'all, I guess I'm going to have to leave it right there. Now, y'all, I specifically did not open any of my giftettes or cards or anything like that for my celebration of exiting the birth canal. Because, y'all, when I record this, it's not my celebration of exiting the birth canal. So I'm going to do that on tomorrow's little show, at least get started with all of that. Y'all, by the way, did you go over and see the picture? Did you see the picture of the flowers that Flo sent to Big Fatty? Yes, Big Fatty, they were gorgeous. They were indeed. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard my brother from a different mother. And Brian, what you got to say?
I share with Big Fatty.
Oh, well, what did the gentleman caller that you shared with Big Fatty? He was the no.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.